This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Look, I don't get up here and tell you how big InfoWars has gotten back powerful. I get up here to point out how pathetic the mainstream media is, that we filled this vacuum along with Drudge and others. But they're coming after us, and you know, the paradigm has shifted so big, they just can't believe that, you know, I get calls from the president. I mean, if they knew the type of calls, they'd really freak out and jump off a cliff. But these are weirdos that want power, want to run our lives, want to drive slow in the fast lane, is, you know, the litmus test. That's why those of us that don't want power, we have to get involved and take political power to give it back to the people, or we're going to be enslaved. Good people always leave this vacuum for bad people. And I think there's a global awakening happening right now, and that's changing. But I cannot express enough to you, the listeners and viewers, you're the reason this is happening, and I want to salute you. People like Joel Gilbert and others. It's just amazing. You can find both his films at joelgilbert.net. You can find one of his films we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Julie in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, love your show. I'm from Chicago originally, so you can imagine, you know, that none of this surprises me with what your guest is talking about today. You know, and I feel like there's been this slow burn agenda, you know, almost to the point where we can't really even go to sleep at night because we can't trust what they're going to have up their sleeve next. My question to you is, what can we do with one voice? Because my concern is, worst case scenario, what's our plan B? Where do we go from here?
Well, I mean, we're beginning to win because we're finally getting up off our butts and taking action. The ideology we're pushing is why everybody wanted to come to America. We never even realized a tenth of what America could do, but just that little bit of renaissance I harp on change the whole world. So we just go back to what's proven to totally win. They want to shut down the American system because they can't compete with it.
Look, if Hillary had won and Trump only won by 1% here, 1% there, how close this was, we would be living now in the liberal fascist apocalypse with a Supreme Court.
And they had already said alt-right, which they define because they're God, is going to be discredited in the Hillary landslide, and we're going to shut you down for your lies when we take over. They were planning to come after us whether they lost or won. The crazy part is they're going to try to shut us down while we have the president.
Correct. But
and look, they're looking to the EU and the UN to do it.
This is the beginning, I think, of the counter-revolution against this leftist globalist agenda. And, Alex, I thank you for doing your part all this time. You really have had an impact.
Well, Joel, I don't mean to be ranting, but isn't it surreal to you? I know you always said they do this, but they really do want to shut us up.
The only way they can succeed is by shutting people up, because any amount of information that tells the truth, unemployment is not 4% under Barack Obama. It's about 20%. On and on. The deficit is $20 trillion and growing. Any amount of truth about the reality of we have all these people coming across the border pretending to be children.
Think how whacked up they are, though. They are so scared to know full well that at least one of Trump's sons listen. Flynn listens. I don't want to get into it all the time. His son, all a bunch of his leadership listens. Not that I invented any of this. I just kind of rediscovered Americana and promoted it. The point is just this show alone has the president's ear. They are crapping their pants, Joel.
Yeah, I think it's any information that illuminates and shows what they're really up to, which simply says the basic facts that they've been presenting to us and shoving down our throat through the press office of the White House, all this fake news they've been generating for 8 years, is false. And I think the Americans...
Sure, they're the fake news, so their answers shut us down. Therese in California, last caller I have time to go to. I apologize to the others. Watson's coming up. Therese, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. What a privilege to finally talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, you were just talking about the art contest this morning.
Yes, I was talking about doing an art contest on this this cartoon where Trump is throwing the ball over the mainstream media to the American people via social media. So now they want to shut that down as fake news. Seems like an art contest along this line.
Because I already have something that I want to submit to your contest. And I have an idea for you.
Send it in.
Rather than give away $29,000 to the contest winners, how about if you make it so that whoever wins can be invited to a Christmas party that you have for you and your staff, so we can meet you guys.
You know, that'd be fun. We could do still. I just want to give you, I didn't say 29 grand. I think I said like 5 grand or something. But I know, I hear you. It's a great idea. I just want to get you the people that are powerful moving. I'm going to come introduce Watson. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there was an article on InfoWars.com today. And all of this just ties together because it's currently happening. They're moving against us right now. That broke down the fact that EU demands social media websites censor fake news within 24 hours. And all this U.S. media came out, including CBS listing us by name, the morning program, Morning Joe, on CNBC, saying we're delusional and hallucinating that there's any pedophilia with the Clintons, Jerry Epstein, any of it, none of it exists. And then we've got articles where Germany won't allow articles to run about migrants raping and killing people. German state media refuses to run migrant murder story, says it's too regional. And then it comes out police have been ordered to say it's blonde-haired Germans raping when it happens, Sweden too. And here's the editorial cartoon I tweeted earlier today that says it all. It's Trump walking outside and he throws a ball, a football that says social media, over the heads of the mainstream media, like monkey in the middle, to the American people. What do? You cut that out. You block the ball getting to the people. And so we have Morning Joe. We have the official EU commissioner. And we have this other hack on mainstream media, the videos up on InfoWars.com, coming out saying he wants social media, there's another article up, to shut down InfoWars. They're saying InfoWars.com and Breitbart.com, and then now they're saying DrudgeReport.com, which is just a bunch of links 95% of the time. Drudge breaks a lot of exclusive stuff, but that's like once a week or something where they put up an exclusive about something developing or breaking. It's all just about interesting news to say, hey, look at this, mainstream, alternative, you name it. I thought they wouldn't be bold enough to add that because he's mainly linking to them. But no. No, no, no. You must only go to them. Dying media in such a desperate position now, openly saying this. And finally, the new story that dovetails with the German media censoring the Islamists is killing women. Hate speech. Facebook bans German woman for posting picture of migrant rapist. The admitted convicted rapist, Afghan refugee murdered 19-year-old student. After an Afghan migrant raped and killed a 19-year-old woman in Germany, Facebook responded by banning a German woman for hate speech because she posted a picture of the murderer. Hussein K., a 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker. Then it goes on, he's confessed to it or whatever, and it goes on to say he was arrested and now it's been admitted. His victim, 19-year-old medical student Marie Leidenberger, was cycling home after a party when she was ambushed, raped, and then drowned in a nearby river. The incident has prompted uproar in Germany, with the country currently suffering an expansion of rapes and violent crimes since its borders were opened. And they admit that it's what happens in these Islamic countries, that a woman unattended, not wearing a burqa, can be raped. But no one ever gets Islam to apologize for that. It's all we've got to submit to them. And he's been arrested. He's reportedly confessed. He hasn't been convicted yet. I was reading another story here of a new convicted one in there, not letting that out. So there's just hundreds of these. I can't even keep track of it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't hate Muslims. I didn't want to have all these wars. It was meant to destabilize the Middle East. They open our borders up, flood us, but it's happening. It's going on. And now they won't even let you see it. That's their litmus test. Don't criticize an Islamic migrant rapist. Don't come out and say the guy at Ohio State that stabbed nine people was an Islamicist or screamed Allah Akbar or had pledged allegiance to ISIS, which has come out, he's done. They said it's racist to say that, and Obama came out and said, don't connect us to Islam. I said so. So their arrogance knows no bound. They got caught lying about the election. They're totally discredited. They've been caught fixing the information, caught rigging the stock market, rigging LIBOR, you know, rigging the interest rates, all this. They're in panic mode, and now their answer is shut us up. Good luck, scum. Our metrics are only going up. Listeners, though, you've got to get Paul Watson's articles. You've got to get my articles. You've got to get our videos. You've got to get involved more than ever. I told you, Trump winning was just phase one, but it's fun to fight tyranny, isn't it? It's better than rolling over and turning in your guns and letting the state have your kids and just giving up. We're not giving up. We're winning. We're taking action. So I want to encourage listeners to go to InfoWars.com and pick some articles, pick some videos, get those out, share them, never stop, post them to your channel, copy our videos, put them on your channel, start your own YouTube, do your own local reporting. Doesn't have to be perfect. Take action. Black, white, old, young. We're looking for InfoWarriors that speak Spanish that already have a platform and are proven to hire, to reach out to folks that speak Spanish, people that speak Chinese. That's why I want them. Bring in more revenue to expand, to defeat the enemy. We're already wrecking them with a limited staff. I want to go to the next level. Speaking of staff, we have such wonderful reporters, and so many have come and gone over the years. Sometimes they've got another life dream, something they want to, you know, follow up on, and so they go. And it's the same thing with Joe Biggs. Joe had a lot of side things he was doing, very exciting projects, movies and books and other things, and that's great. I want our crew to be able to do extra stuff, but I just wanted Joe to be able to really focus on what he was doing, and he's still going to be able to come here and have presentations and do things. It's just that Joe is going to go off and freelance for a while. He'll still be a contributor to InfoWars. So I just wanted to add that point as well. You know, Ja'Kari Jackson, before he even worked here, he wanted to go and publish comic books. That was his big dream. When he first came here, he said, I'll give you a year, but I really want to get into publishing. And I was like, okay, sure. And then after 4 years, he said, hey, you know, this is really my passion. I said, hey, that's great. But what a loss. But I get it, man. 4 years in the middle of this, I've been doing it 21. But, man, now we're right here as the victory's happening. We're right here as you can see history changing, as you can see the tide turning. It's such an amazing time. So spread the word. Sign up for the newsletter. I've said this 1,000 times. It's a free newsletter. We send out exclusive articles, videos, coupon code deals that save you the biggest discounts there are, so we can stay in contact. Back in the golden age of email, I never tried to get emails. I never tried to do it for marketing. I just didn't care. We'd have 10 million email lists instead of a million, and which is a pathetic number for our biggest audience, because nobody does email now. I've been told by all the experts about 2 years ago, they said, listen, you're going to get censored in the future. You need email because it's almost impossible to block that. You need direct contact with your people. They can kick you off apps. They can do all this. That model's coming. So I know folks that have been to the big consortium meetings. The plan is to do this. You now see it. If people aren't signed up at InfoWars.com/newsletter, they're crazy. They are crazy. We need people to be signed up there, and we're launching a big initiative with signatures to be sent to Trump tomorrow. And so get ready for that. Maybe even tonight. I'm going to shoot videos on it. This is Matt. This is Paul Watson. I'm going to get out of here because you know, you're a hard guy to get to even come on the air. You're so busy. But I got to tell you, we're going to launch another big initiative tomorrow that we haven't got into yet as well. But it's still to know this was coming a year ago when Drudge told us, and we can see the tea leaves as well, but he had direct high level, highest levels of the legislative, of the judicial branch. But to see them say, you have 24 hours to shut down thousands of sites, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and list us, and to see all this rollout of CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC saying, shut us down by name. They wouldn't be doing that if they didn't intend to shut us down, because it's only going to make us bigger. Of course, they realize we're a lot bigger than them, but still, we get their audience. We convert people, because we're just covering facts and common sense. Paul, this is seismic. This is canary in the coal mine. We need to go to the next level, and our listeners need to understand, this is it. Paul?
Well, I mean, they've moved on now. You mentioned the article earlier. They've basically recategorized this fake news. They've took it to the next level, which is putting it in the same context as jihadist propaganda. That's what the EU did with that announcement that's in the article today. So they've moved on. It's not just
misleading. It's a Chinese communist blacklist calling it fake news when they're the fake news. Take over, Watson.
Okay. So it's not just misleading now. Fake news is actually harmful. It's going to cause violence. People are going to kill in the name of fake news. And that's what they launched with this Pizzagate thing on Sunday night. Again, unfortunate incident. No one got harmed. The freakout was bigger than the Ohio State Islamic terror attack, which, of course, they immediately brushed off. And the fact is, the media is responsible for inciting violence via fake news. That's a fact, and I've got several more examples of that today. Of course, we don't need to talk about Saddam Hussein's non-existent weapons of mass destruction, how that fake news caused hundreds of thousands of deaths, thousands of dead U.S. troops, ruined a continent. We had the media's hysteria all throughout the campaign cycle that Donald Trump was the next incarnation of Hitler, that he was going to destroy the world. They were inciting violence with that narrative alone. And you saw it at Trump's rallies. You saw it with the numerous assassination attempts against Trump. All based on the hysterical fake news narrative rhetoric that Donald Trump was the next Hitler. Again, you saw it at the DNC. Now we know through James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. That was funded. That came from the very top. You see it again today with a story we've got up on Infowars.com about CNN basically interviewing someone who expresses her fear that Donald Trump is going to put Muslims in concentration camps. And CNN gives that a serious platform. Again, that is hysterical fake news, and it is going to incite violence. We saw the Ohio State attacker. What were his motives? What was in his Facebook post? Again, concerns about Islamophobia. What has the media been pushing since before Trump was elected for months and months and months? Phony fake news narratives about Islamophobia. That was his main motivation. The Islamic terrorist was motivated by fake news narrative hysteria pushed by the mainstream media. Not by Infowars.com, okay? The mainstream media is inciting violence via fake news. Another example, Time magazine, back in 2014. Right as the Michael Brown Ferguson riots were happening, they put out an article entitled Ferguson, in defense of rioting, in which they pushed the fake news narrative of hands up, don't shoot. again, from the autopsy evidence, we now know, and in fact we knew very shortly afterwards, he did not have his hands up, yet they used that fake news narrative as a justification to incite, to encourage illegal activity, to encourage violence. Time Magazine, not Infowars.com, Time Magazine, the mainstream media, pushing fake news to incite violence. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play.
Mainstream media is inciting violence via its promotion of fake news. Again, let's go through the examples. They accuse us of encouraging violence through fake news with this Pizzagate incident in which no one was hurt, which they freaked out about 10 times more than an actual Islamic terror attack at Ohio State University. Think about this. What about the electors who were receiving death threat after death threat from Hillary Clinton voters? We've had several stories on that. We have another one today where one of these electors literally gets 4,000 emails a day harassing him, telling him not to vote for Donald Trump. Again, others have received direct death threats. Why is that? It's because the media is determined to delegitimize Donald Trump to claim that he illegitimately won the election. We've seen that narrative. Immediately afterwards, they legitimized the riots against the fair democratic victory of Donald Trump. And look what they're doing now. This is out of Zero Hedge. Time urges 65 million Americans who voted for Hillary not to pay taxes. So again, this is the same Time magazine that during the riots in Ferguson 2 years ago encouraged people to riot, to loot, to commit violent criminal behavior by putting out an article entitled Ferguson in defense of rioting. Now they're encouraging 65 million Americans not to pay taxes, to break the law because the election wasn't fair. Because Hillary won the popular vote, she didn't win the electoral vote, which were the rules agreed upon going into the election, as they have been throughout history. But no, boo-hoo, that wasn't fair. We're butthurt about it. So now this individual, Mark Weston, the headline of the Time magazine article is, 65 million Americans should threaten to not pay taxes. Now, in many states, as far as I understand it, that is actually a criminal offense. You can't encourage people to break the law, especially with such a gigantic platform as Time magazine. Again, it's solicitation. This is one of the definitions. Criminal solicitation is requesting, encouraging, or demanding someone to engage in criminal conduct. They're encouraging 65 million Americans to engage in criminal conduct because they're butthurt that Hillary didn't win. Can you imagine if Fox News came out after the election, if Donald Trump had lost, and encouraged 60-odd million Donald Trump supporters to not pay their taxes, to commit criminal acts? If they were out rioting on the street, would Fox News legitimize all that as fair protest, as CNN did? Well, no, and if they did, the left would be up in arms about it. But they can encourage people to commit criminal behavior, and it's just, it's moral. It's just a moral stand against Donald Trump because he's literally Hitler. Again, all based off of this complete hysteria, which has been pushed for the last 18 months by the media, that Donald Trump, I mean, I still get messages from people who are disabled who think Donald Trump is going to put disabled people in gulags. Because he once did an impersonation of someone, which, as Ann Coulter has vehemently proven over and over again, wasn't even based on the guy's disability. In fact, she put the video clips together. The infamous impression that Trump did of this so-called disabled guy, he'd done the exact same impression for innumerable other people. It was a flailing idiot impression. It wasn't an impression of a particular disabled person. But based off that one hoax, that one fake news narrative that Donald Trump made fun of a disabled person, that has literally got thousands of disabled people absolutely hysterical, believing that they're going to be persecuted by a Trump administration. Again, another example of a fake news narrative by the mainstream media causing hysteria. You have CNN today. This is up on InfoWars. CNN runs segments suggesting Trump will put Muslims in internment camps. Again, what did you see with Ohio State? The Islamic terrorist motivated by mistreatment of Muslims, in his own words, by complaints over Islamophobia. Now, what is CNN doing by giving someone a platform to make the hysterical assertion that Trump is going to put Muslims in concentration camps? Well, he's radicalizing would-be jihadists. That's what the mainstream media is doing with this fake news narrative, again, that Trump is going to put Muslims in concentration camps. Time magazine, telling Americans to break the law. You have violent death threats against electors, again, being promulgated by the fake news narrative that Hillary Clinton should have won the election because she won the popular vote. That is inciting violence. Numerous direct examples of the mainstream media's fake news narrative inciting violence. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show after the break. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to switch to European affairs shortly. We've got, again, rapes, murders taking place in Germany. Facebook censoring people who merely share the picture of the migrant rapists, and they call it fake news. They combine the two. This is the sharp end of the wedge when it comes to censorship. We're going to get into it. Going to get into the latest with Brexit itself. We've got the Supreme Court judgment coming over the next few weeks, so we're going to go to that video shortly. First, I want to tell you about the all-new Brainforce Plus, which has arrived at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, I took this when I hosted the show in Austin last year. Again, jet-lagged, completely tired, had to host the three-hour radio show. Complete clarity. This is what this gives you. Not only energy, it's not like a junky energy where you still can't think straight, but you're just hyped up as if you've had a sugar rush or something. This gives you mental clarity. And this is the new Brainforce Plus. This is even stronger than the one that I was taking before. So be careful, folks. The recommended dosage is 2 at a time. This stuff is so powerful that you just need to keep it reasonable. But for more than a year, we've been working behind the scenes with our leading formulation scientists to create the next generation of nootropics. Again, you research nootropics outside of this product. These are proven to work. This is what all the Silicon Valley whiz kids are taking. You know, they've stopped taking Adderall because it's complete junk and it has massive side effects. This is clean. There's no come down, no side effects. It just supercharges your brain. It's not like caffeine where you just get a boost and then you get a crash. This is smooth coasting, but it gives you that mental acuity to get through anything you want. And as I said last time, in social situations, this is great as well. You know, if you're out in a noisy place trying to have conversations with people, this will really help you as well. Because, again, it's got those ingredients proven in the field of nootropics that give you that clear mental clarity. This is Brain Force Plus. You get 20% more capsules per bottle now. Brand new supercharger ingredient, which is black pepper extract. And it's a higher concentration formula for a maximum potency, all for the same low price as the original Brain Force. Many products out on the market like this, but this is the most potent that I've seen, the strongest, and it's worked for me. I've got it. Take it before every radio show. Has a huge effect. Again, it's the all-new Brain Force Plus, and it's at InfoWars.com. Limited run. It's not going to last for long, so get your hands on it at InfoWarsLife.com. Now I'm going to get back into the Germany situation because we've got huge breaking news out of Germany on, well, guess what? Cultural enrichment, Muslim migrants raping and murdering people as Angela Merkel tries to ban the burqa. Like, that is the main concern of Germans right now. Oh, we've got people being raped and murdered, and we've got the government hunting us down for our inflammatory Facebook posts. Oh, but Angela Merkel is going to ban the burqa. Nobody cares about that anymore. It's gone way beyond that. We're going to get into that. But first, I want to go to this Brexit video. We've got a Supreme Court ruling in the United Kingdom. They're trying to derail Brexit. They're trying to sabotage Brexit as a populist wave sweeps Europe, as you saw with Italy on the weekend. The political class is trying to sabotage it. Here's Brexit, the betrayal. Exactly as I predicted 5 months ago, the political class, the establishment and the media are doing everything imaginable to sabotage Brexit. So they had a by-election in Richmond, an area in London that voted 70% to remain in the EU. And imagine my shock, the pro-Remain candidate won. First off, when are we having a second by-election? I mean, that's how you want it, right? Just keep making everyone vote again and again until you get the result you want. But then the media came out and hailed it as a stunning reversal of Brexit sentiment across the entire country. Right, so 20,000 posh in Richmond represents the country better than 17.4 million Brexit voters. I don't think so. So you got 70% of the vote for Remain, but only 50% of the vote for the Remain candidate, Sarah Olney. Let me do the maths here. You lost 20% of the vote in an area that was already overwhelmingly pro-Remain. How on earth is that a repudiation of Brexit? Olney said that Brexit supporters were intolerant, backward-looking and divisive. A regurgitation of the narrative that anyone who voted for Leave is a racist bigot who just hates immigrants. Isn't it interesting that Olney and her supporters like to virtue signal about how tolerant and pro-diversity they are while choosing to live in the whitest area of London possible? Yeah, if you're so convinced about the wonderful cultural enrichment that mass immigration brings, why do you reside in the area with the least number of immigrants? Pretty racist, if you ask me. And while we're on the subject of intolerance, it's Vote Remain supporters who have been the most intolerant of Brexit voters. Disowning them, smearing them, publicly shaming them, attacking them in the street, wishing deadly illnesses upon their babies. Olney also said that she would, quote, vote to override the referendum result. So let me get this straight. Your party has the word Democrats in its name, yet you're talking about overriding the democratic will of the British people. Yeah, that's not very democratic. Olney had to be dragged off the air by her spin doctor during a radio show because she made a complete tit out of herself, proving she knew nothing about the EU.
There was no clear manifesto for what happened to, you know, our membership of the single market. Or
yes, there was. The Remain campaign said we were going to leave the single market if we voted out.
Yes, they did. They repeated it. Every single leading member of the Remain campaign said a vote to leave the EU was a vote to leave the single market. Nothing unclear about that at all.
I'm really sorry, but Sarah only has to leave now.
No, she doesn't. Sarah, if you want to be elected Member of Parliament, I think you should probably be able to answer some simple questions about your policy. Can you get Sarah back on the line, please?
Sorry about that.
We've waited an hour. I don't know who you are. We've waited an hour to have this interview. If she doesn't want to answer questions from a radio station, perhaps she's not fit to be an MP.
And they had the temerity to call Vote Leave supporters low information. This all happened after a ruling by a bunch of corrupt Europhile High Court judges who said that when we all voted for the government to implement Brexit, it didn't really mean that we were voting for the government to implement Brexit. That's strange, because when I received this letter from the government before Brexit, it said the government will implement what you decide. It didn't say your vote is worthless because we'll just keep having referendums until we get the result we want. It didn't say your vote is worthless because a bunch of British celebrities, corrupt judges and lefty politicians will whine and for months to try and subvert and sabotage a democratic result because they lost and they're butthurt about it. It didn't say your vote is worthless because your own supposed representatives will demand a parliamentary vote and then vote against the democratic decision of their own constituents. It didn't say your vote is worthless because we'll insert endless amendments to water it down to the point where it's unrecognisable from what you thought you were voting on in the first place. And now we're about to have another bunch of corrupt Europhile judges tell us once again that our vote meant nothing, while the media lectures us to not be mean to the corrupt Europhile judges, while Remain pressure groups celebrate the High Court ruling as a victory for parliamentary sovereignty, as they support the very entity, the EU, that has completely eviscerated parliamentary sovereignty, while Remain pressure groups literally call themselves the People's Challenge, while all over the will of the people, while super wealthy elitists like Gina Miller swoop in to save the country from the baying Brexit mob.
What part of the word leave don't you understand?
The baying Brexit mob being poor people across the country who have lost their jobs and seen their communities crippled because of the EU. While the media constantly invokes an MP that was murdered by a neo-Nazi lunatic to suggest somehow that Brexit supporters were responsible.
Her stance on refugees and immigration attracted the attention of those with sinister, extreme views.
While the media blames Brexit supporters for a hate crime wave that never happened, hate crime prosecutions actually fell, while the BBC and Sky News compete with each other to see who can suck the most globalist while Tony Blair, the war criminal, rises from whatever godforsaken crypt he's been hiding in to scorn the silly plebs for daring to defy the globalists who know what's best for them. While thousands of libtards, the same ones who protested against Blair's bloodletting, crowd the streets to virtue signal about how we need to remain in the EU because love or something.
EU, we love you! We love you.
Yeah, word of advice. Attaching your political cause to an arbitrary emotion that has nothing to do with reality isn't an argument. While those same libtards side with the very multimillionaires, Wall Street banks, and crony capitalist financial institutions that they supposedly despise.
If the people in this country think that they're going to be cheated, they're going to be betrayed, then we will see political anger, the likes of which none of us in our lifetimes have ever witnessed in this country.
This is exactly what I warned would happen after Brexit. This is what they've done in every European country that's rejected the EU dictatorship. Just keep making them vote again and again and again. Just keep pounding them over the head with rulings, judgments and delays. Just keep pounding them with hysteria about the dreadful apocalypse that will befall any country that dares to reclaim its national sovereignty. Just keep browbeating them into submission. Well, we're not going to submit. As Nigel Farage said, if this Tory government doesn't deliver Brexit, the political class is in for a seismic shock. Things are going to be different this time. We're done putting up with your crap. There's a populist revolution sweeping the West in America, Italy, France, Germany, Holland. And we're not going to let you stand in the way of it.
The
That is Brexit betrayal. It's up on my YouTube channel. Get that. Share it. We're going to stay in the European Union right now. We've got Yahoo News reporting, setting sights on fourth term. Yeah, fourth term. Merkel vows tough line on migration. What she actually vowed was pretty much nothing whatsoever. She vowed to ban the burqa in certain public places under certain circumstances. Well, gee, thanks. Great. Germans don't even care about that anymore. It's gone way beyond that. We have, yeah, another case of a Muslim migrant raping and killing a woman. We have official German government statistics over the past year proving that migrant violent crimes, rapes, murders have skyrocketed. We've got a media in Germany that is covering it up. This new case, again, a 19-year-old medical student who, by coincidence, was a refugee activist, and her own parents at her funeral collected money for charities that want to bring more migrants into Germany. Absolutely ridiculous. But again, she was cycling home from a party late at night. This migrant ambushes her, rapes her, dumps her body in the river. It causes absolute fury across Germany, as the Cologne mass molestation did back on New Year's Eve. And again, exactly the same situation, the media failed to report on it. Information Liberation reports German state media refused to run migrant murder story, say it's too regional. So this was a major news program. They said they couldn't report on the story because it was too regional. It wasn't that important, even though the entire world was talking about it. Okay, that's BS. We have Facebook. Now, this was an individual who contacted me, Facebook, banning a German citizen because she posted a picture of the migrant rapist on Facebook and said, this is the person who did it, with a link to his profile, which is publicly available on Facebook. Okay? The picture of the migrant rapist, who is being called Hussein K, his actual name is on his Facebook profile. Anyone can find it. They haven't removed it. They probably have now, after I put this article out. So all she did was said, this is his profile. This is the guy who did it. After his picture, which is on the Facebook profile, was already circulating in mainstream media. Yet Facebook banned her and shut her account down. So again, it goes back to what we reported a year ago. Facebook is working directly with the German government and with ex-members of the Stasi to hunt down Germans who make inflammatory Facebook posts about the migrant crisis. And again, the question was, well, how do you characterize hate speech? What constitutes hate speech? Well, posting an image of a murderer, which is already public in the mainstream media on Facebook, that now constitutes hate speech, according to Facebook. That's what she was told. She was banned. So again, people say, you know, Facebook's a private company. They can remove what they like. I mean, why would you complain about a private company having the right to host whatever content it likes? Well, social media is no longer private. It's now the de facto public commons. And you've got the German government, again, working with Facebook to legally go after people, harass them in their own homes for posting, quote, xenophobic content. Again, are people posting, let's go and burn the migrant center down, let's go and kill migrants? Are they posting that? Well, yeah, in some cases. And that is hate speech, and it should be prosecuted. But look what happened here. She posted an image that was already in the mainstream media. She's guilty of hate speech. Will she get a knock on the door from the German thought police? We've seen it in the Netherlands. Again, home visits from police for somebody who said their government's migrant policy was wrong. Mundane milquetoast criticism of migrant policies is receiving home visits. They're getting home visits from the police to their private homes because of what they say on Facebook, and it is nowhere near hate speech. But again, we've seen from the EU Commission, the unelected bureaucratic body, they're now saying that fake news can be treated in the same context as jihadist propaganda, demanding it be censored within 24 hours. Again, this is the same body that has put out recommendations saying you shouldn't be able to criticise members of the EU Commission. That's fake news now. We have a fake news list created by an extremely left-wing biased social justice warrior being used by the mainstream media. We have a second fake news list that was put out, which included even left-wing websites that were critical of Hillary Clinton, one of which, Naked Capitalism, is now suing the Washington Post for defamation. Again, Glenn Greenwald debunked this vehemently. The shadowy group using McCarthyite blacklist propaganda. Again, to characterize any information that goes against establishment interests as fake news. This is so transparent what they're doing, and now they're trying to tie it with hate speech. They're using this Pizzagate incident to say that fake news is inciting violence when they're the ones inciting violence with all this hysteria about what Donald Trump's going to do. Oh, Donald Trump's going to put Muslims in camps. Again, that is going to radicalize actual jihadists, like it did at Ohio State. They're the ones pushing hysterical propaganda. They're the ones inciting violence. They're the ones, Time Magazine, urging people to break the law, to not pay their taxes, urging people to riot. Their fake news is inciting violence. We'll be back with the final segment on The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on the $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Strange days have found us.
We're live on the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Before we hit a few final news stories, I just want to tell you about the Lost Leader Special at InfoWarsStore.com. This is Trump is my president shirt, and it's available for a limited time for only $9.95. Take a stand against the establishment and show your support for President-elect Donald Trump. Trigger a social justice warrior. Start a conversation with the InfoWars Trump is my president t-shirt for just $9.95. Again, this is a conversation starter. This is so you can express your support for President-elect Donald Trump, and the keyword being elect, because they're still trying to sabotage that. That t-shirt is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it's interesting with the recount going on. We had an article up on InfoWars.com. Vote fraud in Michigan favored Hillary Clinton, not Trump. So the recount in Michigan, which has started in Wayne County in Detroit, they found that many voting machines broke on election day in Wayne County and Detroit. And this was buried in a Guardian article. The one of the election officials there said that a jammed ballot was removed and reinserted. He's talking about the broken voting machines. Every time a jammed ballot was removed and reinserted, he suspects the machine may have recounted it. Again, this is in Wayne County in Detroit, heavily pro-Democratic, pro-Hillary Clinton areas. So those Hillary voters in Detroit in Wayne County, according to this official, were voting twice for Hillary Clinton. So if anything, Trump's margin of victory in Michigan is going to be even larger, and the only actual vote fraud or vote irregularity was in favor of Hillary Clinton. Switching again back to Germany, let's hit a few final news stories here. Suspect arrested for sex attacks on Chinese students in West Germany. Well, imagine my shock. It's another migrant in a sex attack. Iraqi asylum seeker who came to Germany last year. He attacked a student from China. Then he attacked another student from China. It was reported that she was attacked and raped. He tried to rape the other one, ended up only seriously injuring her again. That is on top of the other story. Another Afghan migrant arrested on Friday for the rape and murder of a woman. Germany's really enjoying its cultural enrichment right now. This is out of Sputnik. Coincidence. German stats show surge in sex crime rate around refugee centers. Oh, well, imagine my shock once again. So, again, they mapped the robberies, the attempted rapes, the violent crimes in these German cities and found, lo and behold, they were all concentrated around refugee camps. What a surprise. There's a story out of Sweden, which is even further along than Germany. Five teens charged with raping boy in Sweden. Swedish authorities have charged five teenagers from Afghanistan with raping another Afghan boy in an alleged assault that prosecutors say lasted for at least an hour. Then they threatened him, said they would post it on social media if he went to the police. So again, not just Germans are being targeted here. Many of the victims are young migrant children in and around these migrant camps. So again, will the left care about that if it's brown kids being raped? They don't seem to care if it's white kids being raped. Again, you have ads in Germany saying everyone's going to wear the burqa, cultural harmony, diversity works. Reality isn't quite mirroring that. Meanwhile, in the United States, again, we have the media inciting violence with their fake news. The New York Post reports report buried Trump-related hate crimes. That's the SPLC. Again, they documented hate crimes against Trump supporters, buried them in their final report. There's a huge anti-Trump hate crime wave sweeping America. I'm going to make a video about that. Another story, Trump supporter has his truck torched and sprayed with anti-Trump slogans while at Christmas party. Again, anti-Trump hate crime wave sweeping America. Meanwhile, the media is blaming us for fake news inciting violence when they're inciting violence. That's going to wrap it up for the show. InfoWars Nightly News coming up. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.